keep up with what we're doing, donate to us. Hit that donate button. The $5, $10, whatever you can afford. We are solely by donation. So it's, you know, we really, really need the help. And it's a great cause. We're literally saving lives. So see who we are, see what we do, give what you can and help. And if you can do it, get yourself a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite country star's autograph on it.
I love that.
$1,000 by going to adoptacop.com.
Randy, so good to have you with us. Thanks, man. Thanks for all you do. God bless. You're doing God's work. You really honestly are.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. It's an important mission, and I see the results literally every single day with what we're doing with these men and women who have been really, really physically assaulted, socially assaulted. You know, it's heartbreaking stuff that I see, and we're doing our best.
God bless you, Randy Sutton. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again soon, I promise.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
There you go, Randy Sutton, the Wounded Blue. Nah, they do such a good job. They really honestly do. Thewoundedblue.org. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At 1:30 Eastern Time, we were supposed to have the opening statements in the Fox News Dominion lawsuit, the defamation suit. It's not going to happen because they've agreed to a $787.5 million settlement. That is from the Dominion attorney. So the parties are saying we've got a deal. The judge is saying we've got a deal. $787 million settlement. That's probably chump change. I'm just guessing. That's like tip money for the Murdoch family. $787 million? Make it go away. Anyway, but they are disclosing the amount of the settlement, and the Fox attorneys admit to the judge's rulings that there was false information given out. So much for that. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. And by the way, did I mention this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association? That's Nevada Trucking Association on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do expect a little bit of congestion as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area on Interstate 515 northbound. That's at Eastern. Some people still call that US 95, but usually on that side of the Spaghetti Bowl, go with the 515. That way people will know what you're talking about. Congestion on the Southern Beltway, 215 West, beginning around the airport connector as you approach Interstate 15 on the Beltway 215. Watch for crashes right now. Charleston at Hualapai, Fremont at 17th Street, Sahara at Rainbow. And do remember those lane restrictions continue both directions on Summerlin Parkway at Anasazi.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NHL playoffs tonight. The Golden Knights host the Jets in Game 1. Mark Stone expected back in the lineup tonight. The captain's been out since January the 12th. He underwent a second back surgery on January the 31st. The forward has 38 points in 43 games this season, 17 goals, 21 assists. He said he attempted to rehab the injury before undergoing surgery performed by the same doctor who did Jack Eichel's disc replacement surgery. Vegas finished the season 51-22-9 with 111 points. They're the Pacific Division champs. Winnipeg finished fourth in the Central Division, 46-33-3. NBA playoffs tonight, Game 2 between the Suns and the Clippers in Phoenix. The Clippers up 1-0 in the series. Kevin Durant after Sunday's loss.
It's a long series. Anything can happen in the playoffs.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No. Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just scouring my brain, trying to think of how many times we have talked about artificial intelligence, AI. We're seeing it more and more in the media, and it's essentially robots. It's essentially machines. It's like brains, only they are independent of all of us. And I'm not sure we've ever had really a discussion on artificial intelligence and whether it's good for society or bad for society. But I want you to hear from Elon Musk. He was on with Tucker Carlson. The interview was recorded a couple of days ago, and they just aired it last night. Elon Musk is urging government regulation of AI. That to a guy that probably doesn't like a lot of regulation, he submits to it willingly. This was Elon Musk, though, last night on Fox.
So all of a sudden, AI is everywhere. People who weren't quite sure what it was are playing with it on their phones. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about AI for a long time, since I was in college, really. It was one of the things that, just sort of four or five things that I thought would really affect the future dramatically. It is fundamentally profound in that the smartest creatures, as far as we know, on this Earth are humans, is our defining characteristic.
Yes.
We're obviously weaker than, say, chimpanzees and less agile, but we are smarter. So... now, what happens when something vastly smarter than the smartest person comes along in silicon form? It's very difficult to predict what will happen in that circumstance. It's called the singularity. It's, you know, it's a singularity like a black hole, because yes. you don't know what happens after that. It's hard to predict. So I think we should be cautious with AI, and we should. I think there should be some government oversight. Because it affects it's a danger to the public, and so when you have things that are a danger to the public, you know, like let's say, sort of food and drugs. That's why we have the Food and Drug Administration,
right.
And the Federal Aviation Administration, the FCC. We have these agencies to oversee things that affect the public, where there could be public harm. And you don't want companies cutting corners on safety and then having people suffer as a result. So that's why I've actually for a long time been a strong advocate of AI regulation. So that I think regulation is It's not fun to be regulated. It's somewhat arduous to be regulated. I have a lot of experience with regulated industries because obviously automotive is highly regulated. You could fill this room with all the regulations that are required for a production car just in the United States, and then there's a whole different set of regulations in Europe and China and the rest of the world. So very familiar with being overseen by a lot of regulators. And the same thing is true with rockets. You can't just willy-nilly, you know, shoot rockets off, not big ones anyway. Because the FAA is oversees that, and then even to get a launch license, there are probably half a dozen or more federal agencies that need to approve it, plus state agencies. So I've been through so many regulatory situations; it's insane. Sometimes people think I'm some sort of like regulatory maverick that sort of defies regulators on a regular basis, but this is actually not the case. Once in a blue moon, rarely I will disagree with regulators, but the vast majority of the time, my companies agree with the regulations and comply.
I'm going to open up our phone lines. We've never really had a discussion about AI. I will tell you this, it does scare me. A lot of it is fear of the unknown. I keep seeing either a Batman villain or Dr. No, or, you know, from James Bond, some crazed person that wants to dominate the world. And I see this, and it's a little scary. I got to admit, 844, the number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. It also means a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And I worry about that. Anything that puts at risk the hiring sector, it's a little scary for me. Sorry, but it is. Again, the number 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. Artificial intelligence, better known as AI, is it something you fear? Should we all fear it? And should the government regulate it? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Bill Medley and Bucky Hurd.
Let's get on with it.
You'll hear all the hits and more.
April 18th to the 20th.
Tickets to the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Don't miss this show. It's selling out fast.
Thank you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Could AI take over the world? What do you think? Give me a call. We'll talk about it. This whole thing of AI being regulated by the government, I don't know what the government could do to rein in AI. I don't know. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And if you're a first-time caller, let Jim know. Gentleman Jim is the man on the other side of the glass. And if you're a first-time caller, we'll give you some extra love. We will move you up in line, maybe. In fact, we're going to do that with our first-time callers in this segment, okay? That's a promise. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Listen, I love the topic, as always. I agree with you. I don't know what the government can do to rein in AI. I think this is one of those topics or subjects that doesn't have any particular political affiliation, if you will. For the people that love AI, right? That's the people that love that go to the market and love using the self-checkout counter, that's AI. And those people at the same time can't say, well, I'm afraid of artificial intelligence. I mean, to me, this is one of those things that either you're all in or you're all out. There can't be any in between, and that's what makes it difficult, because as much as I agree with you, whenever I'm looking for something to buy or I'm thinking about something to buy and I don't know what the name of the product is, as crazy as it is, I just go into Google and type what I think the product is, and then I go into my Instagram or Twitter or something, and there pops the ad of what the hell I was looking for. And that's scary.
It knows before you know.
And that's scary. But at the same time, I'm with you. I like that feature, but what can the government do? I'm of the opinion either you're all in or you're all out. You can't be in the middle, because I don't know what the middle looks like and how you make a middle.
Well, and the thing that comes to mind for me is the old expression, the horse is already out of the barn, that we've come down this AI road so far that we can't dial it back. I don't think, and maybe somebody can help me with that.
Right, and I'm with you. The one thing I will say is that I don't think that AI can take over the world like Skynet in Terminator, and I think humans' ability to think, which the future generations is not looking bright, but still, the ability to think is really what separates us.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Elon Musk is a pretty smart guy, and although he doesn't like regulation, I think in this particular case, he's willing to put up with regulation in order to control, to make sure that the tail isn't wagging the dog, you know?
Right. And I agree with that, too. That's what this topic is so interesting, because I see myself on every single issue, on every side of this issue. And I don't know what the right answer is, but I know there's no wrong answer, just like there's no right answer.
Lewis, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. You may have some thoughts on this. If you'd like to join us, I'd love to have you on board. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your thoughts on AI. Is there really a serious threat to our society? And I don't care where it is, whether it's Russia or France or Africa or wherever it might be. Is there truly a threat to society to take us out, so to speak? I think there is that opportunity, and I that's why I think you got to monitor like crazy. But can artificial intelligence override caution? Does artificial intelligence even know what it is? Is artificial intelligence smart enough to know what it is we fear? And my answer is probably yes. Anyway, stay where you are. We're going to get to more calls coming up on the other side. And again, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you